And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the third week of October 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Philipson, and with me is my co-host, who is a big fan of the Lumitani Pizzeria, Tristan Philipson. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. My mother's in town, so we've been hanging out with her a few times. She'll be coming here in a few hours. But, you know, other than that, she left you to hang out with me.
Nice. What a downgrade.
Yeah, what a downgrade. Yeah, so now that you've been free and you've just been hanging out on your own, well, what have you been doing?
Not much, man, you know? I watched that new Adam Sandler movie, Hubie Halloween, last night.
Oh, did you? I haven't finished it.
Oh, boy. Talk about a classic.
Yeah, I'm about two-thirds done.
Yeah, I do believe this was the movie promised. Adam Sandler didn't win Best Actor last year. They promised to deliver the worst movie we've ever seen. And I believe he has delivered.
Well, in fairness, this was...
I didn't mind it. I thought it was pretty solid. It's not a good movie, all right? But it's not a bad movie.
Yeah, I think it's pretty bad. But there is moments where I like thought, okay, that's kind of funny.
It's like just like the classic Adam Sandler doing his Adam Sandler shtick. You know, like the same sort of shtick he's done in all of his movies since like Happy Gilmore. Where he talks like this and he says funny voices, you know what I mean? And I can't do an Adam Sandler impression very well. Adam Sandler impression is awful. But yeah, I don't know. I thought it was an alright movie.
Yeah, I haven't finished it, so maybe the last third gets real exciting. But I haven't enjoyed it too much. But everyone keeps saying this is the one that he has promised, but just to remind everybody, this was filmed before he wasn't nominated for the Oscars, so that means that it's still to come.
But maybe he already made it when he made the promise, right?
he knew he wasn't going to get nominated, yeah.
Yeah, because we never heard about anything about it, though, until after.
That is fair.
And also, I do think, I'd be surprised if we don't see Hubie in more things, like Hubie Christmas, or like, you know, Hubie goes to the zoo. You know what I mean? Like a whole bunch of Hubie stories. Like I don't think this is the last of the character we've seen. I think Hubie is going to be a reoccurring character here.
I think so, yeah. I think
it's going to be kind of like a new Ernest, you know, or a new Medea, where you kind of slap their name and then some sort of adjective or noun afterwards, and, you know, there's your new movie.
Yeah, especially because, yeah, it's called Hubie Halloween. Just the name of it alone kind of makes it sound like they're planned to have more.
Like Hubie Christmas, or Hubie Holidays, of course. That's the alliteration.
Yeah, you know? I think that's a good call. By 2021, next Christmas, it'll be a Hubie Holiday film.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. And you know what? I'm all for it.
I'm all for it.
This is what we deserve for not giving him the Oscar, all right? He earned that Oscar. We didn't even give him a nomination.
Yeah, the Academy screwed it up, so
I think
this is
every member of the Academy should be legally obligated to watch this movie.
Yeah.
This is on you.
This is what you guys get. No, you would have been one of my five nominations, so I guess I shouldn't have to watch it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they just need more people like me in the Academy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would have killed it. So at my place here, we had a game night a few nights ago, and, you know, just having some drinks, playing some games, but right before people showed up, the bathroom door just broke apart. So we had people that had to go to the washroom without a bathroom door here. We still haven't gotten it fixed. We just need to get long screws, I guess, to re-screw it in. But yeah, right now we have a bathroom without a door. That's pretty much been my week.
In all fairness, of all parts of the bathroom, if I had to pick one to break, I'd probably pick the door.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if there wasn't a toilet, that'd be worse.
You know what I mean? Or like you didn't have a sink.
Yeah.
I guess you could do without a mirror. Maybe mirror first in the bathroom.
That's fair.
Then door, you know? Mirror, then door. Or shower curtain is the first one, obviously. Shower curtain, mirror, door is probably the order of things to break in the bathroom.
Okay, yeah. That's fair.
Then after that, you're in real trouble. You know, once your shitter gives out, or your sink don't work, or your toilet, your shower ain't working, that's when you got some real problems.
Yeah, see, who needs a door? We got a big enough apartment. As long as nobody walks into that area, nobody will see you. You're fine.
Man, my roommates would never use the door anyways. They just go take a shit with the door open. We wouldn't care.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, some people don't like doors. I remember, Well Dog's not here on the podcast, but I remember one time he told me to let him know when I'm done using the shower because he'll go have a shower. And so after I got out of the shower, I walked to the bedroom and he didn't even have the door closed. He was just jerking off with the door wide open. And I was like, so when you're done, you can use the shower now.
Yeah, well, you know, doors are overrated, man.
Yeah, doors are so 1960s. I don't know why we need them anymore.
Man, everyone touching the doorknob and all the germs. Forget it.
Yeah. While I was preparing for COVID, way before COVID was a thing.
Welling's been prepared for COVID for decades now.
Yeah. He's just ahead of the time. We're just following in his shadow.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we should ask him what's coming up in 2025 right now.
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
He can't speak of such horrors.
He'll be like, Hubie Holidays.
Hubie Halloween 4.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like a Halloween franchise.
Damn right. They're going to compete with like Friday the 13th here.
Oh my gosh. They're going to compete for James Bond for how many films they can make.
Money's on Hubie Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I love my boy Huey. All right, well, speaking of streaming movies, not as exciting as Hubie Halloween, but hopefully close. We have a few films that were supposed to come out in theaters this year, but because theaters are slowly going to be getting shut down once again, instead of pushing it back for another 6 months like everybody's been doing, I think companies, they're starting to just call it quits. Theaters aren't going to be open for quite some time, so they are releasing their films on streaming services. The two biggest ones being Soul, going to Disney Plus for free on December 25th, and Wonder Woman 1984 in talks of coming out in the HBO Max.
Oh, I haven't heard of the Wonder Woman one. I actually thought I saw recently that said that they won't do that with Wonder Woman.
I heard that they are. It's gonna. They don't have a release date. But they plan sometime in December for it to come on streaming.
I'd be surprised if they put that on streaming, because that's like a major blockbuster. You know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, Soul would have done well in theaters, right? All Pixar movies do. But like, that's not like a big budget blockbuster film.
I agree. I do think it might be a bit of a miss, but they do need to make some money back from these films. They can't keep pushing them back. They need to get the money they invested back into it. And so I imagine Wonder Woman will be taking the Mulan approach, where you'll have to get premium service.
I can't see them putting on there included in the package.
I feel like for a film like Wonder Woman and like Mulan, who both had relatively the same budget and both for the same, and because they both expected them to make over a billion dollars here. Similar to Mulan, I just can't see them not having a price to it. I would guess they might do $20, because I think maybe they don't want the same pushback Mulan got, but who knows how much they're going to be asking for. But I do expect there to be some kind of premium charge. So for me personally, between the two, I'm much more excited for Soul, probably because I have Disney Plus, not HBO Max. But I'm pretty excited that it's going to be free on Christmas Day. It's like a little Christmas gift to myself for Soul.
Yeah, I'm super stoked about Soul. I've been excited for this one for a while. Of the two Pixar movies coming out in 2020, this is the one I was more excited for, and Onward delivered hugely. So hopefully this one will also be a shocking surprise on how good it is. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, it wasn't
Inside Out vibes, which I'm a little worried about, because I didn't love Inside Out. I know some people did, but I wasn't huge on it. So I'm a little worried in that sense, but I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, Onward was a huge surprise. One of the big shocks of the year. It's one of my favorites still, and doesn't get enough love, but I feel like Soul I was telling Tristan this before, it has the potential to either be extremely mediocre for a Pixar film, or it does have the potential to be one of the best. I feel like it's got a lot of potential with the story, this concept. So I am excited to check it out. I'm sure it's going to be great. I am optimistic, cautiously optimistic, because similar to you, not a huge Inside Out fan, and it does have a lot of similarities between the two. So,
but we'll see. I like the idea of Inside Out. The concept or the animation. So the similarities it has with Inside Out aren't any of the things I dislike with Inside Out. And yeah, so that's why I'm quite optimistic about it. far as Wonder Woman goes, though, is HBO Max even in Canada?
No. So I think maybe we'll get it on Crave or maybe somewhere else. I'm sure what they'll do is, because it's only in America, HBO Max at the moment. I don't think they have that many other ways to access it. I think it might also just be on VOD.
Probably. We'll probably just get it on VOD.
Yeah, I think that'd be the guess. Like, you can either get it on HBO Max for like $5 less maybe, or you can just get it on VOD or something.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess. Like, maybe $20 if you have a subscription to HBO Max, or you could pay like $25-$30 on VOD. Who knows?
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm also wondering that with the Zack Snyder remake of Justice League. How are we getting that? That's obviously a HBO Max exclusive. Or maybe we won't be able to. I don't know.
I have no idea. I imagine HBO Max will eventually come to Canada.
Probably.
So we'll probably just have to wait until then. We'll see.
Yeah. Like, so they might put it on Crave, because Crave does tend to have a lot of the HBO stuff on it.
Yeah. I'm sure they would like it to reach as many people as possible. So if we don't get it through HBO Max, I'm sure there's other ways, like Crave.
Yeah. I am excited for the new Wonder Woman movie, less so than Soul, for sure. I liked the first one quite a bit. I thought the first one's pretty great. It does seem weird to me that the new Wonder Woman won't be going to theaters. I still think it will be. I'm not convinced it's going to VOD yet. It seems like it's most definitely a movie meant for the theater.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think Mulan was also that same feel where it was meant to be in the theater, and I think it kind of hurt because of it. A lot of the critics saw it in theaters before COVID hit, because Mulan was pushed back like a few weeks before it was released, right? So the critics already saw it in theaters, so the critics are a lot higher on it. I think it's because they had the theater feel for it. They really got a love for the film. And, you know, on a TV, it's probably not as exciting. And I'm sure Wonder Woman will be the same way.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those high-action films you need to see in a theater, which is what makes them so successful. Like, who wants to watch it in a TV room? So.
Yeah, where animated movies don't really matter. No. And we've seen that before with lots of movies going straight to VOD. Trolls World Tour, Scoob. They've done quite well this year.
They've done very well. Yeah, yeah. VOD for like animated films are fine because they're meant for children, because they're animated films. And so for VOD, parents don't mind dishing out that extra money when it would cost just as much to go to a movie theater, if not more. And like, who really cares? Yeah. Like,
when you go to a kid's movie, you're buying at least two tickets, one for the adult, one for the kid. And two tickets are what, like $16 a pop, $12 a pop, depending on where you're going, I guess, compared to, what, $30 to rent the movie? Or $20, $30?
It'd be $20. Mulan's the only one that's been $30. So, yeah, right, exactly.
$20. So it's even cheaper, really, I guess, for the same amount of people going to watch it. Right? That's the whole thing with kids' movies. They make so much money because they sell tickets in pairs of two. You never just sell one ticket because you're always going to get at least the parent and the kid to go see it.
Yeah, so it makes so much sense for them to do well in VOD. I think in the future we might see a lot of animated films just stick to VOD. I think it's actually more successful.
Yeah, you gotta think like something like Playmobil the movie last year. That obviously was a disappointment. Do you think that would have done better if it just came straight to VOD?
I think that, or even a film like Abominable, like that didn't do extremely well last year in theaters.
Do you think that might have also not done extremely well due to the onslaught of family Abominable Snowman movies that were out last year, with Littlefoot coming out the end of 2018, and that's Abominable, then you had Missing Link. It was a real weird sort of a bunch of the same sort of movies coming out around the same time.
Yeah, so I think any of those could have benefited from just VOD. I think they would have made just as much money.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I would think so.
Those are the two possible dates, both coming out in December. For some films here. The other big news is Dwayne The Rock Johnson is the first American man to hit 200 million on Instagram.
Really?
Yeah.
No one's made 200 million?
I was shocked too. First American from USA.
And first man, you said, right? Not woman? Because you got to think, I think on average,
no, female. Well, I guess first American man. So yeah, maybe there's some female then. Yeah, maybe that's the way they were.
In general, females probably have larger subscription base. Not, you know, obviously the biggest, you know, but like how much does like Kylie Jenner and stuff have? Like, I would assume that they would have large followings.
Probably, yeah. That's a good point.
I'm just kind of surprised he wasn't at 200 million already. It's kind of my only...
Well, yeah. It does seem like a bit of a shock. And Dwayne has given the credit of this to him announcing his support for Biden. Dwayne The Rock Johnson said that he had a huge spike once he's announced his support for Biden. Apparently that's what gave him a lot of viewers here. So I don't know.
Because you got to think, like, all, like, the movie fans, right? Like, people who like him from the movies or from WWE or whatever reason, you know, that they're fans of The Rock, which I think a lot of people are. I myself am. I think a lot of people are. They probably already followed him, right? Yeah. He already had the movie buffs and the WWE fans and the people who just like the Fast and Furious franchise. He already had all of them following him, right? Mm-hmm. But I think him, you know, throwing his hat, just even mentioning politics in any sort of sense, right, which always made headline news when the largest movie star in the world put his, you know, hat in the ring for support in the ring, I guess, for Joe Biden. He probably gained a lot of followers from the political side of things, who, you know, don't really care about movies, you know, more so into the news and don't really watch a lot of TV. He probably got a big bump from those people going, oh, shit, right, Dwayne Johnson, let's see what he's up to. You know what I mean? Now that he's kind of mentioning politics and stuff. I think he entered a new atmosphere of people to, you know, to follow him and stuff with politic talk in any sense.
Yeah, no, and that's fair. No, that's a good point, because people that are already wrestling fans or film fans, they're already following him. But now there's a new audience, which would be Joe Biden fans. Now there's like a new spectrum of people that go, oh, hey, it's another a big celebrity is rooting for the same person I am. Let's follow him.
Yeah, and it's not surprising he's throwing support for Joe Biden. I think I'm under the assumption majority of people in Hollywood are probably voting for Joe Biden. You know what I mean? It's probably one of the most one-sided votes. Like a are they called ridings in the States? In Canada, we call them ridings. Are they called ridings in the States?
I don't know. I'm not American.
Like you know, the section of people that vote to get their person in.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call in the States. I don't know that much. I'm assuming most people in Hollywood are probably leaning Biden. I think they've been leaning Democrat for a while now. So, like, no one's surprised by this news. It's more so he's being vocal about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about being vocal. And I don't know if this news came out before or after Taylor Swift, but Taylor Swift has just announced a day or two ago that she is also Team Biden.
Now, do you think she did this for the surge in followers?
Well, that's what I was just about to ask that. I was like, so because they both came out within the same 24 hours, I can't figure out which, they both came out the same day, so I don't know which one came out first, news-wise. But do you think she, like, might have woke up, saw the Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now one of the most followed people on Instagram because he's given credit to being a Biden supporter? She's like, well, I'm kind of wanting Biden to win. I'm just going to let everyone know as well. Let's get some followers.
And now I'm really waiting to see all, like, the B and C list celebrities go, like, I'm supporting Biden too. You know what I mean? Hoping they all get surges in followers.
Yeah. Everyone's supporting Biden to get those Instagram followers.
Yeah. You gotta be supporting Biden if you want the Instagram followers, man.
Yeah. Well, why even buy Instagram bots when you can just say you support Biden? It's the same thing. Yeah.
It's real simple. Even like 5 years from now, this is completely irrelevant. Whether he wins or loses, 5 years is irrelevant. You can still just say it and get a bunch of followers.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, if anybody that watches Big Brother, social media influencer Nicole Franzel, a few weeks ago, it was just dug up that half of her Instagram followers are just bots that she's bought with her winnings. So maybe she should just say she supports Biden. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Would be. There you go.
Yeah, next presidential debate, he'll get to 300.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm sure that's also somewhere around here. The next one's canceled, eh?
Oh, is it? No, I didn't know that.
Oh, wow. You suck at this. This is your job.
I try to avoid politics stories.
Yeah, well, since Trump has COVID, I think it just came out like last night or this morning or whatever that the next debate's canceled, the one for October 15th.
Oh, the debate. Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, I knew that.
Oh.
So sorry, I thought you said the election. And I was like, what?
Oh, well, fuck, that'd be massive news.
Well, yeah, that's why I was shocked. Imagine, but, yeah.
Gosh. It's not that big of news, man. Okay. Just the debate.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah. No,
there's still another one scheduled for the 22nd, I believe, of October. Whether or not that one will go through, I mean, I wouldn't place bets on it, but it's still scheduled, and it could still go through. Realistically, it should be completely cleared up by COVID then, so it's possible, but I don't know.
Well, in a week or two, we will have Tristan give you the headline here. Wellings in charge of sports, Tristan now in charge of politics.
Damn, don't put me in charge of politics.
Well, you know how it's dangerous. You just got to say you're a Biden supporter and you're good to go.
There you go.
So another bit of news here, a bit of an update. So we got the Epic Games and Apple lawsuits. I don't know if you're too familiar with this, but...
I know about this.
Yeah, Epic Games was suing I believe Apple was suing Epic Games for the use of their V-Bucks and avoiding the payment there. And so took this to court about a month or so ago, maybe two or three months at this point. And the lawsuit has finally come out where Fortnite lost the battle here and they will not be going on Apple at the moment.
The lawsuit's still going, right? Just they try to get like an injunction where until they get a final result, Fortnite's allowed to be on the Apple Store. Yeah. Right now, they say no until we get a final result.
Fortnite, exactly. At the moment, until they get everything figured out where Fortnite can still be played on Apple devices while it's going, it's not allowed. So they're going to have to finish up this lawsuit before we actually get an answer here. And Epic Games, the app is still allowed to be on. So they kind of found a happy medium where the launcher can still be there. So you can play other games, but since Fortnite is the main cause of this whole V-Buck scandal, you cannot play Fortnite.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really mean much until this whole thing clears up, right? Like, this could be the beginning of the end for Fortnite on Apple products. Or this could just be, you know, a hiccup in the row and they're back on. Probably, I think they're saying probably next July or something like that. It's when this should finally be over or something like that.
Yeah, I heard it's going to take about a year. So that makes sense.
Which I always thought it would.
Yeah.
Take a good while. So, I guess we just gotta wait and see. We'll keep you guys updated on what happens here with the Fortnite Apple.
we'll bring this back up in July.
Yeah, we'll mention this up again. I mean, there's gonna be more updates coming out as we keep going.
So, the next story here. Netflix, they've been in a bit of hot waters as of late. The whole cutie scandal has been pretty big. And they just keep picking fights with all their new content. Because we now have Lou Malnati's Pizzeria coming for Netflix's wig here. Because Netflix has the brand new show, Emily in Paris. Where the character Emily is talking to some of her friends and her French colleagues. Tell her that they aren't a big deep dish pizza fan. They think it's very gross. They aren't fans of the deep dish pizza. And Emily goes, oh, well, that's just because you probably went to Luminality's. That deep dish pizza sucks. Oh, Lou is not having any of that. And they are now speaking out against Netflix for slandering their company.
Yeah. That's a conundrum, that's for sure.
They've been saying that since COVID has struck during this quarantine, or during the pandemic, it has hurt their business a lot and they have very limited customers as it is already. And Netflix is having a low blow in this TV show. I'm going to be real with you. I don't know who the frig watches Emily in Paris. I think only the staff of Lou is that interested.
But they're going to stand their ground, all right? And I respect them fighting the good fight here.
Yeah, they're putting their foot down. They're digging in deep dish on this topic here. They are not backing down.
That's fair. Just wait until Fresca comes for the guys over at Amazon.
Why? What happened there?
The boys, they always shit on Fresca.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I'm surprised Fresca's not joining this battle.
Yeah, it's about time these streaming services stop disrespecting the good food and beverage providers of America.
That's right. You know what? Lou, I'm sure their deep dish pizza is pretty mediocre. You leave them alone.
Yeah, Lou Malnati's not going to take this lying down.
Lou Malnati probably doesn't even give a crap, but they just thought, hey, you know what? We're not having a lot of customers. Let's just try and talk about Netflix and get trending for a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I never heard of Luminalities in my life, but I'll tell you right now, if I was near Chicago, I'd go have a fucking pizza from them. Why not?
And I think the real question was Paris, I have to say, about all of this. That's where Emily was when she was insulting the great Luminalities pizza.
Yeah, I want to get some I want to get some actual French colleagues' impression of Luminalities here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lou called this dig heartless. It was insensitive. So, they were very hurt by this. I'm sure their pizza's great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's quite good.
Yeah, they said it wasn't humorous at all. They said they didn't get the joke. So,
and who's getting deep dish pizza in France? Or Paris, my bad. Not just France.
Also thought it was weird. So I believe, I haven't seen the show, but just based on the title and what I've been understanding from this article, it's about Emily who lives in the States and she goes to Paris for studying because she's talking to French colleagues.
Right, like a semester abroad.
Yeah, so I figured, oh, she's going to France, woohoo, to learn about stuff. And so my understanding is, yeah, a bunch of French colleagues are like, oh, yeah, we hate deep dish pizza. It's not our thing. And her first instinct is, oh, yeah, well, it's probably because you have that Chicago pizza. That stuff sucks.
Yeah, wait, what? So she's talking to people.
In France.
In France, right, like across an ocean from where Chicago is. You don't like deep dish pizza because you probably have this one very specific place that's only in Chicago.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you must have went to that family-owned Chicago restaurant. Yeah, they fucking suck. Yeah,
because they're fucking trash.
Like, that is a pretty dumb joke. I wonder if maybe the writer just went to lose, had a bad pizza, and went, you know what, I'm not... my tweets aren't trending. I'm just going to dig at them.
Everyone's going to understand it. Because, like, I never knew what Luminati's was, or Luminati, you know what I mean? I never heard of it.
Yeah, no. It's not like
the Little Caesars deep dish pizza.
Yeah, Everyone
knows what Little Caesars is, right?
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, Little Caesars deep dish. Like, that would have been an easy dig.
Yeah, that's an easy joke. Everyone would get it. Everyone's had or at least seen Little Caesars deep dish pizza, and you can pretty much just assume it's not very good, right? Yeah. It's fucking Little Caesars, like $6. All right.
Yeah, $6 deep dish pizza. Oh, yeah, that stuff's horrible. And then all the French people
can laugh. Sitting there under a heat lamp for like hours until you come pick it up.
No, no, Tristan, Little Caesar's going to come for us now.
Oh, no. But instead, they chose, no, we're not going to assault the multi-billion-dollar conglomerate. We're going to pick on the little guy. We're going to take out Luminati's. And Luminati's like, fuck this Netflix. We're not taking this slide down. We're standing up for our pizza quality.
Like, that would be like... It would be like The Boys making fun of a lemon-flavored beverage from, like, a small company that we wouldn't know about.
Yeah, rather than just making fun of...
Yeah, but then make it a Fresca joke. Okay, everyone's had Fresca. Okay, we get it.
Does anyone really like Fresca?
Yeah, like, okay, we could back it up. It's not that great. Yeah, it's a good joke. Exactly. But, like, the 20 people that watch this from Chicago are laughing right now. Like, they're the only people that got it.
They're not laughing, Quentin.
They're rioting.
All right. They are furious right now.
That would be hilarious. We should check right now. Here, I'll pull it up. Lou Malnati's. I'm curious as to like what their score is online, like how well known they are.
I also looked them up. I didn't look at the score, though. Let's see. TripAdvisor got it at a 4.5 stars.
Is that out of 10?
No, out of 5.
Well, then that's crazy high.
With like 3,600 reviews. Like, this isn't like 2 reviews, guys. This is a lot.
Yeah, so a 4.5 out of 5 with that many reviews might be
It's number 130 of 5,555 restaurants in Chicago. It's ranked 130.
That's pretty good.
It's in the top 30 of 441 Italian places.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I'm starting to really believe it's just one writer went there, just didn't like their pizza. Maybe he made a tweet and everybody was like, oh, no, this is the best. You don't get it. And he's like, ah, screw it. I need people to back me up. I'm just going to add this into the show just to shit on it.
Yeah, man. People are saying it's supposed to be pretty good.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm on Team Lou here. Netflix, you should not have...
I think we crossed the line.
Yeah, that was a deep dish. I didn't like that joke.
That wasn't very nice at all.
Nope, not at all. And I don't know who this Emily person is, but...
You better say sorry.
Yeah, you can fuck right up. You better apologize to my boys at Lou Malnati's.
I'm sure it's perfectly fine pizza. But I'm sure it's pretty good. I've had Chicago deep dish pizza once when we were there, and it's pretty freaking good.
Gosh, Chicago deep dish is the best.
I was thinking, was it from Luminati? Is that where we went? Do you remember? I don't remember the name of the place.
I don't remember the name. We should ask our family. That'd be hilarious. Yeah,
mom might know. Because we went to like one of like the popular, like it's not like a real chain restaurant, but they got like a couple of them around Chicago. And that's what Luminati's is. There's a couple of them around Chicago.
Yeah, exactly. We went to one that was just like a Chicago known place. place.
Yeah, like pretty tourist heavy. Like a lot, it's where most people go, like the de facto place to get deep dish pizza. I don't know if that's Illuminati's or not. That might be another thing. That's
sort let's get some photos because we know like what the inside looks like, right?
Well, there's a lot of different locations.
Yeah, I quickly looked it up. The logo looks... I don't recognize the logo it too looks, much. Right,
the logo doesn't look familiar to me.
Yeah, I don't recognize the logo. And I'm looking at the outside of some of the buildings, and I don't recognize those. So, maybe not. I like to think it's the same one, though.
Yeah, it might have been here.
Yeah, like, the pizza looks the same, but it's just because it's a deep dish pizza. Kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, it's real saucy and cheesy, and that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
From the top. You can't really tell from looking
I'll
at it.
I'll be real. It looks good. I'd go to Illuminati's. No issue. I love issue.
Deep dish pizza, man.
Yeah, no, I'd go there right now. Let's drive down to Chicago. We'll try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Emily's talking about. Yeah, I do love how it is a pretty dumb joke. I'm backing up Blue here.
It's a dumb joke. It's like no one's going to get the reference except for like so few people.
Not only would nobody get it except for like the 20 people that are watching it in Chicago, but it also doesn't make any sense because there's no way people in Paris have had Chicago pizza.
Right? If I heard that joke when I was watching the show, I haven't seen the show, but if I was watching it and I heard that joke, I would have assumed they just made up a pizza place name.
Yeah, or they just looked
made
up like
a fake pizza place, and I'm like, haha, I guess that made up place has crappy pizza. That's 100% what I would have thought. So I'm thinking, why didn't they just make up a name then? Why didn't they just go Mario's Pizzeria shit? Like, you know, like why wouldn't they just make up a name for a pizza place?
Or at least name a pizza place that's in France.
And why are they talking about deep dish pizza in France? Is she claiming that you can get better deep dish pizza somewhere around Paris than you can get in Chicago? Because now I'm thinking that's probably just bullcrap. Isn't Chicago known for their deep dish pizza? It wasn't like invented in Chicago.
That's it. I need the answers. I'm watching Emily in Paris.
Well, there's so many questions.
That's it. I am looking for answers. Next week on Pop Topic, you can hear me do my field research on what happened in the episode.
Yeah. And get justice for Illuminati's.
Poor Lou.
Poor Lou.
That killed me. Yeah, I was just very desperate for stories here. We have very little content. That's why we're touching on Dwayne's Instagram followers and Epic Games lawsuit update. But when I hear this pizzeria story,
it's
been a
real crappy week for news here.
Yeah, it's a tough week. But when I hear this pizzeria story, I went, "This is the diamond in the rough.
This is the front page news, guys. Illuminati's has been disrespected, and Emily is going to pay for what she's done here. All right, there will be repercussions from this. Illuminati's is not going to take this lying down."
That's right. No, I back you up here on that. It's probably going to be the title of the episode, Illuminati's Pizzeria, which nobody but us and the 30 people from Chicago would understand.
Disrespected.
Yeah, and the writer of Netflix, he's looking at that title of the episode. He goes, ooh, they better hate them too.
They better hate them too.
All right, well, the last story we have here, we probably should have ended with the heavy hitter, but we got a little small comedic story, and it is a apartment or a condo that is now for sale that has the walls covered from walls to ceiling. The entire place is covered with Budweiser cans. And you can now rent this condo. You can probably guess the place, Tristan, but it is Florida.
Florida, I should have known.
Yeah, I wonder if they have the price here. I'm curious as to how much it would cost. It is listed for $110,000, but that was in August. Now it is $100,000 in September.
Okay, and that's to buy? So this is an apartment building, right?
Yeah, it says a condo, but yeah.
Okay, so a condo. All right, they're the same thing as apartment buildings, aren't they? Just like nicer?
I believe so, yeah.
Covered head to toe in Budweiser cans. Now, are these cans just like loose? Like you can just pick them up and move them? Or are they like attached to the walls?
It sounded like they is like attached to the wall.
So they glued, okay.
And I'm just reading this article here. This is my first time fully reading the article. It's quite a gem here. The person that's selling it is saying that the condo's former owner, who's now deceased, their dream was, his lifelong mission was to make his home covered in beer cans, and he did it.
Well, good for him.
So you know what? I'm backing this guy up. We all have these little dreams of ours, and you know what? He got to live his dream. You got to live in a house covered in beer cans.
It must smell like beer in there.
I like to believe he rinsed them.
Wait, are they full cans?
Oh, I assume they were just empty beer cans.
I assume they're empty also.
Yeah, I am assuming they're empty.
But could they be full?
I guess theoretically they could. I feel like on the ceiling that'd be dangerous if one got loose.
So are they also on the ground? Like, are you stepping on them?
No. The floor is hardwood. The walls and ceiling is covered. Like,
at least you don't have to worry about decorating. Your decorations are already done for you.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous, to be honest. And this guy is very respectable. The entire place is covered except for the bathroom. The bathroom has remained the same. It's very clean. So, you know, there. At least you have that.
No, not well. So, you know, you got to fix it up a little bit. You got
to
have
the bathroom. Yeah, he didn't get to live his dream. Somebody has to pay $100,000 and finish this man's dream. He just couldn't finish the beers.
Someone could do it. I believe in them.
Yeah, it's only a bathroom, honestly.
Well, if you were to dress up your entire house, all right, in beer cans, what beer would you pick? Would you go Budweiser? Would you go King of Beers? Or?
I've actually had a similar, I wouldn't call it dream, but a similar idea in mind. And okay. It was with Brava beer.
Brava? Why Brava?
And so my whole thing was, I thought of this idea 2 years, actually, I know, it was more like three or four years ago when I was in Res drinking a bunch of Brava because it was dirt cheap. Mm-hmm. And so there's a story that came out where somebody built this giant structure with empty beer cans of this one specific company, and the company gave them like a lifetime subscription to their beer. Like they could just drink their beer for free for the rest of their life.
Right.
And
right.
I thought at the time, Brava is a much lesser company than it was. I think it was Alexander Keith. Like, it is a smaller company. It's not as well known or as iconic as Alexander Keith, and the beer is cheaper. So I thought if I built something just as equally huge and crazy and posted it online and it went trending, then I would probably get a lifetime subscription for Brava.
That would make sense. Yeah. Did you ever do it?
I was initially doing it. I would drink the beers and clean them and keep them in this giant bag. And I had about almost 100. I was working my way there. I had maybe like 80 of them until I hate the taste of Brava. So I stopped.
I don't think I've ever had Brava. They don't have it like where I went to school. They don't have it over in.
Well, the reason why it's so good is it's cheaper than most other beers and there's more alcohol content in it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was awesome. It was a 6.2%, which most of them is a 4.5 or a 5. Like, it was a good deal more, and it was dirt cheap. So it's really good beer if you're, like, in college.
Yeah, I'd be just drinking it to get loaded at a party.
Yeah, so I loved them back in the day. I haven't had them forever, I think, since the structure.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but so if I'm going to go back to that well of making something, or making a house filled with it, I'd probably go back to Brava.
Like, just like most beer I drink tend to be like craft beers, which also you can't just like build an entire house out of craft beers. That'd just be crazy, right? Yeah. So I'm looking at like regular like store brand beers that you can like buy anywhere. Keith's is probably my favorite as far as like tasting goes and like drinking, but like the cans aren't that cool, right? If you want like a house, you gotta have a can that looks cool, right? So I'm trying to think, like, what beer cans have cool cans? I don't think like, maybe like Alpine. They got like mountains on it and stuff. That's pretty cool.
That's true. Also, if you want to really think more about the decor here, if you have a bunch of furniture that's a certain color and you want to keep that color scheme, then go for a can that has that color. So Alexander
Good
Keith.
Point.
Yeah, for the Good furniture point. I have right now, it's all gray and black. Alexander Keith might not be too bad. It's dark green and black.
That's true.
But that's once again, true. Brava works. It's black and gold. Once it all comes back to Brava.
Brava, yeah, it's black and gold. That's true.
all comes back to Brava.
Corona cans are pretty nice looking, but like it's hard to find them in cans. They're almost always in bottles.
Yeah, and you can't really do bottles.
You can't do bottles. Speaking of which, I did have some people that I know went over to like party before, a couple times to their house for a party. Whenever they finish a 12-pack of beer bottles, they'll put up against the wall, they had an entire wall of the like 12 packs and like 2-4s that built up like an entire wall.
Yeah, and the main thing for bottles but is
they those weren't really fastened or anything. They were just kind of just drank them, throw them back in the bottle.
Right. And I think the main thing with bottles is it's see-through, so you'll know that they're empty, so it kind of doesn't look as nice.
That's true. You're right.
Like the cans,
that's
you're true. Like, I'm pretty sure this guy had them empty, but it looks like, wow, you just got a room full of beer, right? That's kind of just what it looks like. It looks cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Can you still hang like pictures and stuff on the walls or no?
Here, let me go back to the photo here. I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah, he has photos hanging off of the wall of beers.
Hmm. You can't hang anything heavy, I want to think, though. You think it'll tear right through the metal.
Yeah, it looks like there's smaller photos of... It looks like it's sports. Looks like he was a big Yankees fan.
Yankees fan. All right. Weird.
No, it looks great. And tying it back to my bathroom here, he removed all the doors in his apartment because you can't hang them off the doors.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, and since my bathroom door is broken, I might as well just start getting making the place full of beers.
I think you should.
I'm already halfway there.
Which beer are you picking? Still going with Bravo?
I'll probably go with, well, it's the cheapest one, so it'd be the cheapest way to build it.
That's true. You could also change what beer you have in each room. You know what I mean?
Yes. Have like different themes. I like
it. Like Bud Light in the kitchen, like, you know, Coors Light in the bathroom or something.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
Yeah, man. You can really play with this idea.
Yeah, especially with the bathroom, you would want to have like Coors Light because it's basically water, right? To let you know that it's the washroom.
Well, you don't want to have that anywhere else. It'll just make you go pee just looking at it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, help you go to the washroom.
Yeah.
And then those dig a Coors Light. I meant Bud Light. Bud Light's the shitty beer.
They both suck.
That's true. You can choose either or for your bathroom.
Why is light beer the number one selling beer?
It's crazy. It makes no sense. Bunch of pussies.
It's like 4%.
Yeah.
And it tastes like water.
I don't know. I could not tell you.
Just drink a real fucking beer.
Yeah, come on. Be a man. Like, look at this guy. Look at how much beer this guy must have drank. This guy's a real man.
There's more alcohol in Palm Bays than there is in Bud Light.
Yep. Well, you know, either or, I guess. Whatever you're in the mood for.
Well, if someone's a regular Bud Light drinker, you better not start drinking Palm Bays. They'll get you too tipsy, man. You get way too drunk on the Palm Bays.
See, yeah, no, that's all I got for news here. Tristan, got any more political or sports stories?
I got none.
All right, sounds good. Well, you will see you guys next week. Have a fantastic day. Yeah.